Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Star Cement Q2 and half year ended FY 2026 earnings conference call ended 30th September, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 FY 2026 earnings call for Star Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Deputy Managing Director, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, CFO of Star Cement. At this point of time, I will hand over the floor to Mr. Tushar Bhajanka for his opening remarks, which will be followed by remarks from Manoj ji, and then we can have the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar. Thank you.
So, hi, good afternoon all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I welcome you all to the conference call of FY 2026 quarter two. Manoj ji, the CFO, to give his remarks regarding the numbers, and then we can start with the Q&A.
Yeah. Hi, friends. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our con call for discussing our number of Q2 FY 2026 and half year ended September 25. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now, I will just take you through the Q2 number followed by half year numbers. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended September 2025, we have produced 9.18 lakh tons of clinker as against 6.58 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 10.83 lakh tons this quarter as against 9.55 lakh tons same quarter last year. Now, I will take you through the sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 10.73 lakh tons of cement and 1.01 lakh tons of clinker as against 9.62 lakh tons of cement and 0.15 lakh tons of clinker in the same period last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 7.64 lakh tons as against 7.49 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.09 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 2.13 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 16% of OPC, and the rest is PPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now, I will take you through the financial. The total revenue figure for this quarter is around rupees 811 crore as against 642 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 194 crore as against 97 crore last year. Profit after tax is 71 crore as against 6 crore in the same period last year. On PAT and EBITDA front, it is 1,650 during this quarter as against 995 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers of second quarter. The total revenue figure for the half year ended September 25 is around 1,723 crore as against 1,393 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during half year ended September 25, we have done an EBITDA of around 424 crore as against 215 crore last year. Profit after tax is 169 crore as against 37 crore in the same period last year. On PAT and EBITDA front, it is 1,715 during the half year ended September 25 as against 1,000 per ton same period last year. These are the quarterly and half yearly numbers. Now, I request all of you that if you have any query, you can ask the same, and then I will request Vaibhav to moderate the queries wherever it requires. Thank you. Vaibhav.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one to ask a question. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question I had was on your expansions at Silchar and Jorhat. Like, could you kind of throw some light on the what is the progress and the timelines for that same?
So for the Silchar project, you know, we are planning to commission it in the next 3 months. So we should be able to commission it by January, you know, next in the next calendar year. And for Jorhat, you know, we have acquired the land, we have applied for the permission, you know, but we are looking at the demand, you know, supply situation right now, and then trying to take a call about Jorhat. So it may, you know, we may announce a deferment of Jorhat project by a year. Instead of Jorhat, we have also started acquiring land in Bihar. And there is a very lucrative scheme which has come in Bihar, which is offering 300% SGST benefit in Bihar for whoever sets up their plant in Bihar. So we are looking at east market of Bihar, specifically central and east market, and we have identified a plot in Begusarai, which we will you know, pursue and try to put up a plan there, and we'll come up with a timeline to the next quarterly meeting.
And what will be the size of the Bihar plant?
Sorry?
What will be the capacity of the Bihar plant?
The capacity that we're planning to put up is about 2 million. So what really happens is that rather than putting up more capacities in Northeast, immediately, you know, we will be able to cater to a larger market of Bihar, and given the SGST benefit that we get along with it, it becomes decently viable.
Sure, but just a thought over there, like, isn't the Bihar market right now seeing intense competition, like with JK Cement entering the market, and generally pricing in the market has been in a tailspin. While incentives might be there, but just understand that part.
Yeah, no, so of course, like Bihar market, because it is the fastest growing market in the East, East India, it is, you know, people have anticipated that, and of course, product capacity is accordingly. So because of the size of the market, you know, first of all, we are only putting 2 million, and we already sell, we already sell about 6-7 lakhs in Bihar market. So we will try to create a market using a category plant in Bihar, and then put up a blending unit in Bihar so that our capacity utilization from the very first year is better. And also we're talking about 2 years later. So, you know, the scenario of the market right now may not be the same after 2-3 years. So I think that is also a function.
Sure. And what is the incentive that you mentioned that you'll get in this?
Bihar has come up with a new industrial policy where you are eligible for 300% SGST benefit. So whatever you sell in Bihar, you'll get the SGST benefit of it.
Okay. And just quickly also on the incentive that you booked in the quarter.
Yeah. So we had booked about 56 crores in the quarter as incentive.
Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Naveen Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Tusharji.
Good evening.
So I just wanted to understand in terms of your CAPEX priorities now, what is if you can just help us understand the priority. Is it the Jorhat grinding unit? Is it the Bihar grinding unit? Our approvals or whatever land that you're looking at, that is a priority, or the north region that we are looking, that is where we had, I think, bagged some limestone mines. that is a priority? If you could just help us understand that.
So I think, no, thank you for the question. So right now, you know, after we commission Silchar, which is in the next 3 months, you know, so hopefully by the time we are having our next call, Silchar plant should be commissioned. You know, our priority will be to, from a northeast perspective or east perspective, our priority will be to put up the Bihar grinding unit. And we have already acquired, we have already gotten the approval from the government. We have already acquired the land also in Jorhat. But we are deferring the project for a while because we are already getting a Silchar project up and running. And I think, you know, that will give us enough capacity for northeast. So we are looking at Bihar just from a better capacity utilization of clinker perspective and also, you know, expanding our geographical reach perspective. You know, coming to Rajasthan, you know, in north, we had acquired a mine in Jaisalmer, which was actually the one of the largest mines in Jaisalmer at the lowest, one of the lowest premium as well. Then we had also acquired, you know, mines in Nimbol area, which is central Rajasthan, right? And we are, you know, acquiring land also in Nimbol. We are trying to acquire the plant land also, the mines land also. And then we are looking at some other mines, which are non-auction mines in Nimbol, you know, so that our cost of, you know, limestone will be lower once we start the plant. And we plan to put up about 4 million tons in Rajasthan and Haryana, right? So that is a natural expansion, you know, that we are working on. Right now, you know, we have not come up with a very decisive presentation, mainly because we are still acquiring land, we are still trying to figure out the difficulties of the terrain. But, you know, in the next 5 years, if you ask me what the plan is, I think our plan involves putting up a plant in Bihar for sure, also a plant in Jorhat eventually. Our plan involves 4 million tons of clinker plus grinding in Rajasthan area. And then it of course involves, you know, eventually to put up another clinker plant in northeast, which will be most likely in Umrangshu area, which is Assam. And for Umrangshu area, we have already acquired the land, we have already acquired the mine land, we have already acquired the permission for mining.
Understood. So just to confirm, in the scheme of things, your first priority now is a grinding unit in Bihar. Second will be Rajasthan. Third will be then Jorhat meanwhile, or Jorhat can possibly be the number two priority?
Yes. So I think our plan is, like what you said, Bihar. Along with Bihar, around the same timeline, you know, we are also trying to work on Rajasthan so that we can, you know, ground break and start our commissioning. At the same time, you know, we are getting our permission for the Umrangshu clinker plant. You know, it may take one and a half years to get those permissions, so we have already applied for it, you know, and so first we'll put up the Bihar and we'll, you know, start working on the Rajasthan plant, and after that we'll put the Umrangshu plant along with the Jorhat plant.
Understood. So basically, for Jorhat now to happen, we need a potential clinker line from Umrangshu. As of now,
yeah,
existing clinker we'll use towards Bihar grinding unit and existing other units. Is that correct?
Yeah. And for that Umrangshu plant, we have already also acquired the land, the full land of the mine, land of the plant. And we've also won an auction mine, which has about 180 million tons reserve at about 57% premium, which is not very high given the margins in Northeast. We have already started with our work, with basically getting other permissions, the EC and other permissions.
Understood. And so as far as your Rajasthan expansion is concerned, I believe Nimbol will be a priority over Jaisalmer, right?
Yeah.
Or is the other way around?
So, you know, we are also just, you know, still deciding, but yes, you know, on the face of it, Nimbol does seem to take priority over Jaisalmer, mainly because we wanted to enter, you know, north from a geographical location which is a bit more central, right, so that we are able to cater to markets more effectively. And Jaisalmer, we had gotten that mine just from a future prospect that our second or the third line could be in the future in Jaisalmer, because Jaisalmer in the next 3-4 years, you know, like you may already know from other commentaries of other cement companies, is going to be a big hub. And, you know, it's the future deposit for serving the entire north. So we just thought that, you know, if we can, we should lock a mining Jaisalmer as well.
Understood. My second question then was about your incentives, like, you know, because in the GST rate cut regime, of course, there is can be a decline in the annual accrual of the GST. So if you can just first of all understand what was the GST booked in Q2 of, what was the GST booked in Q2 of FY 26? And then if you could just take us through what, how should one look at this accrual now from a quarterly run rate or from an annual perspective? And also just a clarification, if the total incentive pool also gets shrinked because of this GST rate cut, or we can get an extension period over there, so it's only the time lag and not the total incentive pool which gets compromised. Clarity will this will really help.
Yeah, so no, I'm happy to provide the clarity on that. So basically, of course, the GST percentage came down, right? So because the GST percentage came down, the SGST percentage was also come down. And so hence the reimbursement of that benefit has also come down, right? So the impact that we feel that we'll have on the overall volume will be of about 130 to 150 rupees per ton. So that is the impact that we feel that we'll have. So like, so that is the impact. Of course, the quantum of the benefit, you know, which is fixed basis, the capex that you do, it remains the same. And I think the pace at which we consume the benefit anyway is 5 years, and we have gotten time for 15 years. So, you know, the benefit that we would have otherwise accrued in 5 years may get postponed to 6th or the 7th year. So, you know, we don't have to get any extension on the timeline of the benefit, because anyway we have 15 years, which is more than enough for us.
Understood. So roughly 130 to 150 million ton impact is all that will come to us. That's what time lag impact and not the total pool.
Yeah, so it's more of a time value impact, yeah.
Helpful. Thank you so much. I'll come back in queue if I have more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, just to again clarifying on the what right now we have discussed. So first on the capex front, so now in 1H we have done 211-12 crore. So for full year of FY26, 27, and maybe possible for FY28, what kind of a capex we can look at? And there also, if you can specify, if we go for a nimble 3 million clinker and 4 million grinding, so previously I think we have said 2,400-2,500 crore. So will they? Will it remain the same?
Sorry, can you repeat the last part?
I said that for Nimbol, if you go for a 3 million ton clinker, 4 million ton grinding, last time I think we were looking at 2,400 to 2,500 crore capex total. Will it remain the same?
Yeah, so I think that broadly remains the same, about 2,400-2,500 crores. For Nimbol. But again, you know, I have to get back to you with the exact projections and everything else, right? And you know, once we are completely decided at the promoter level, we'll also share a presentation of what we're thinking, so that the investors clearly, you know, clearly transparent to the investor how the expansion is going to take place. But you know, I'm thinking of first question regarding the capex that we plan to include in FY26, the meaning of FY26, we plan to entail about about 500 crores of CapEx in FY26. In the remaining of FY26, mostly will be going in completing the Silchar project, and then we are also putting up a solar power plant, which is of about 2 megawatt in Assam. We have already acquired the land for that as well. So I think so that 500 is broadly split between Silchar and the solar plant in Assam.
Sir, just to again clarify, so in 1H 26 we have done 211-12 crore, another 500 crore in second half, so total put together 710-720 crore that we are looking at for full year of FY26.
Yeah, exactly, and this includes, you know, the major items in this is the Silchar plant, right, and it also includes the solar plant. And it also includes the land that we have bought in Umrangshu, in Bihar, and in Jorhat.
Okay. Okay. And for next year, FY27, and maybe for FY28, given, let's say, if we go by what we are saying of Bihar 2 million ton and then the 4 million ton Rajasthan and maybe Jorhat also. So, in that sense, how much one can look at capex?
So for that, you know, I have to go back, because for that I have to first solidify my expansion plan, and then only will it be fair for me to give numbers and throw numbers out. So I think, you know, what we'll do is that in a month, you know, I think we should be able to gather up information and make a presentation. In a month, month and a half, we'll post the presentation, right, so that which will have all these details, which will have a lot of other details as well. So that you your question is answered, but right now I don't think it will be fair for me to say something.
Okay, but still a broader level, 2 million ton grinding in Bihar would be broadly, the capex would be how much? 300 crore?
No, I think capex for 2 million tons is more than that. I think it would be about 500 crores, including the price of land.
Okay, okay, got it. And then in terms of timeline, if we start, let's say, in next 3-5 months, it should be commissioned by first half of FY28, 2 years down the line.
Yeah, that is what a target is.
Okay, okay. So now coming to on the volume front, so last time we said we are looking at 5.4 to 5.5 million ton for this year. So we have already done a decent 16% kind of a growth. So in that number for full year remains, say, is there a possibility of some upgrade in volume?
No, I think the number broadly remains the same. You know, October was a good month. So that gives us some confidence that going forward, probably the next 2 quarters will be good. But, you know, again, I think on a conservative basis, I think we'll be able to meet the targets. We are also given an you know, EBITDA estimate as well of about 1600 rupees per ton to 1650 rupees per ton. But given how it is going, I think the EBITDAs are a bit more healthier than what we had estimated.
Okay, okay. And in terms of now full year, though you said the 130-150 per ton incentive impact will be there because of GST, but on a absolutely basis, if we have to look at for full year of this FY26, I think last time we were looking at 230-250 crore. In 1H, we have already done close to a kind of 118-120 crore. So how much one can look at on absolute basis?
Are you talking about EBITDA?
No, incentive, sir.
I think we may be looking at about you know, about 180-190 crore. You know, I don't have a exactly what our expectation is, but 180-190 crore, yeah.
Got it. Lastly, sir, a couple of data points. Trade share, premium share, lead distance, KKL cost, and if possible, the fuel mix.
Okay, so trade fuel is 20%.
Sorry.
Trade sales is 80%.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, non-trade sales is 20%. Well, premium sales is about 13.1%.
Okay. Lead distance?
Lead distance is about 230 kilometers.
Okay. And kcal?
And fuel cost is 1.25 rupees per kg.
There is a decent decline from 1.35 to 1.25 QOQ. This number will remain in third quarter similar?
Yeah, I think in third quarter it should be broadly similar. I don't think there's a reason for it.
Okay. In terms of fuel mix, spot contract, FSA and Nagaland coal?
Yeah, mainly it was, FSA only. I think 80% was from FSA, and then rest was broadly, biomass and, another source of coal, yeah.
Okay. Good, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had questions on competition in the Northeast region. Ambuja has won a limestone mine in the region. I wanted to understand, how do you see the competition, coming up over the next 2 years? Have they, acquired any land to build a plant? Are they eligible for an incentive scheme in the region?
What I know is that, of course, they have one mining auction, I think about 5 months, 6 months back. The land is owned by the district council, so I don't know if they have been allocated the land or not. I think, and I'm sure they may have their plans of putting up a plant. It normally takes about 2-3 years at least, to put up a plant because it's a greenfield and also in a very difficult terrain. That is my expectation of the competition. I think, Northeast generally, it has been, us as the largest player, then it has been Dalmia, and then, we have 3, 4 smaller players in Northeast which are not listed, which are not there. I think once that entry happens, there will be a bit of a competition, I guess, but at the same time, there may be some consolidation for smaller players.
Right.
I think it will just go how cycle goes, I guess.
Okay. Sir, how do you, once Ambuja's plant, comes in, so how do you see the profitability for the Northeast region to, fare like?
So
What would be your stance like? Would you, go after the market share or would you, save up, even try to manage, improve your profitability?
No, so I think.
Would it be volume over value, yeah?
Yeah. I think the strategy basically, right now about 18% of cement is coming from outside Northeast. Right? That's a big number. That is mainly coming because profitability and margin in Northeast is quite good. I think, it has to be a combination of both. One has to hold the market share, at the same time hold the prices, and to, of course, reduce the amount of cement which is coming from outside and probably from the smaller players, right? I think that is an adjustment phase. I don't know how exactly will it go. We think that the market still has a decent level of concentration, right? Which will definitely help us in the longer run maintain the margin.
Okay. You think you can, protect this profitability, even going ahead with the competition coming in?
See, I think.
Is that what?
I can't predict, after 2, 3 years when the competition does come, what the intensity would be and what the impact on price and so on and so forth. I do understand that, anyone who's getting into business, right, is in the long run there to earn. Right? That is true for an entrant also, and that's true for incumbent also.
Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, can you highlight current pricing both in Northeast and Eastern India after quarter two at this price? How is the current pricing feeling in both Northeast and East India?
Sorry. Yeah, so Northeast, the price was about 493 rupees.
Okay. So it has gone down or it is at the similar level of quarter two FY23? Is it pricing?
No. So are you talking about prices right now and quarter two?
Yeah, compared to quarter two. Is it gone down? How much? Or it is on the same level?
No. So between quarter one and quarter two, the prices have gone up by about 8 rupees.
And current, no. Yeah, currently compared to quarter two prices.
Yeah. So right now, the prices are broadly similar to quarter two prices.
Only GST.
Okay.
Plus two.
And yeah, in Bihar, the prices in quarter two had fallen by about 5 rupees compared to quarter one. And I think the price in Bihar right now is the same as quarter two prices. West Bengal has also fallen by 7 rupees in quarter two compared to quarter one. But the prices right now in West Bengal also should be similar to quarter two.
Okay. And sir, what is the current status of our AAC block? Because I think that has already been made operational. So what kind of revenue we have derived in quarter two and how this is going to be for the full year?
Yeah. So from AAC, we have just started it 3, 4 months back, and we've been ramping up the capacity. Last month only, we were able to produce it at 18,900 CBM, and the capacity of the plant is about 16,000. So we've already ramped it up in the off-season to about 60% capacity utilization. The revenue that we've gotten from it is quite minimal. It's about 13-14 crores. But I think we're going ahead because we only had a full production last month. But going ahead, we do expect a revenue of about 50-60 crores to come from it.
Sir, what would be the margin in this particular business?
Sorry?
Margin for AAC block, what would be the margin in this particular business?
So margin would be quite. I think it will be normally, it should be about 12%-15%. That should be the margin, right? Because it is a low asset turnover, decent EBITDA margin kind of a business normally. But it also depends on the competition. The reason why we got into AAC is mainly because one of the largest raw materials is fly ash, and the other one is cement. And the second reason was because the distribution is very similar to cement in non-trade, right? So it acts as an extra product for our non-trade customers as well as dealers. We have also launched the construction chemical segment, which is just this month only that we launched it. You'll see the revenue numbers for that also in the next meeting. And we have also gotten into RMC. So we're trying to get into forward, trying to just forward integrate ourselves because that's where we see the market could be moving, right? So that's what we are thinking of.
Okay. Sir, last one. Recently, we have completed our resolution to raise some funds. So if you can highlight on the same?
Sorry?
The company has passed some enabling resolution to raise fund of around 1,500 crores rupees. So if you can highlight on the same?
Yeah. So as I mentioned to you as well, as mentioned in that circular, we had taken a resolution to raise about 1,500 crores, right? We do not know if it will be in what form, right? Issue of preferential allotment or QIP or some other form. That is mainly to kind of fund the expansion that we may have in Rajasthan, which we will circulate the details of. When we do circulate the details of the entire expansion project, we will also circulate how we are raising the funds to fund that project. And I think that is why we have made the resolution as well.
Okay, that's all from my side, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, if you could comment on the demand scenario in Northeast, is the government-led CapEx or infrastructure focus which was there, does that continue? Or you see there is some, you know, slowdown or some sort of, what do you say, shortage of funds that is being put, which could hamper demand? How do you see the current demand scenario and your maybe the outlook as well? How are you seeing it going there? Thanks.
So honestly, like, I think that the current demand scenario is, you know, compared to other areas in North India, they're quite robust. You know, so I think the market is growing at about 8-9%, you know, which is a bit higher than the market outside. So that's one. The second is that the infrastructure investment, you know, is yet to come in a significant way. I think there's a lot of, you know, initial inquiry about the dam projects, the hydro projects which are coming up in Arunachal. And I think once these projects are in full swing, we'll see a big demand coming up from there, which has still not started, right? So, but there are expectations, you know, as we read in news and otherwise, you know, there are expectations of these projects starting soon. So once these projects start, I think they'll become a great source of absorbing.
Naveen sir, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. My question pertains to this announcement of Bihar grinding unit. Just wanted to understand.
Sorry to interrupt. Rajesh sir, just give me one moment. The line for the management has been disconnected.
Sure.
Give us a moment while we reconnect the line for the management back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management reconnected. Rajesh sir, you can proceed with your question.
Yeah. Hi sir, my question pertains to announcement of Bihar expansion. So I understand you currently have, post the recent clinker expansion, 6 million ton of clinker, and post the Jorhat, you would be already having operating at 9.7 million ton of cement capacity, all being fed from the Northeast. So, and then you have the, Silchar is already coming up, and then Jorhat is planned next year, which will take you to 12 million ton. So what is the plan? Because this Bihar will add another 2 million ton, which is almost 14 million ton of cement capacity. So is there any concurrent clinker expansion plans which is there in pipeline, or you would be operating at surplus grinding capacity?
No, so actually, we plan to put up the 2 million ton cement which comes in Silchar will make a capacity of 9.7. And then
right.
We plan to put up the Bihar plant, you know, to basically make sure that the utilization of the clinker plant that we just put last year is a bit faster, right? And also because of the other benefit that we are getting in Bihar. And our plan to put up a plant in Umrangshu is intact. So, you know, so we have also gotten the mines in Umrangshu, right? And we have already started our work on ground to get all the approvals. We have the land, we have the mine, we are looking to, get the EPs and all. And then we'll slowly start making our base, doing the, you know, getting the roads, the power and all those things. So that whenever we do need clinker, in 1 or 2 years' time, we are able to put up a plant and get the clinker supplying to the Northeast and the East region from there.
Okay, please go ahead.
No, Jorhat will be coming along with the clinker plant in Umrangshu, broadly.
Okay,
right.
Okay. So Umrangshu clinker, by when do you look at that, coming up? And what quantum you're looking at?
haven't put a date to it right now, but I think 28, 29 is what we are anticipating, but really depends on the demand. So what we're doing now is just preparing every single thing. We're getting all the ECs way in advance. We are acting as if we are putting a plant now. And then just before the construction stage, we are waiting and seeing how the demand is turning out. Right, so if the demand is coming across very well, and you know the Bihar market is also consuming a lot of clinker for us, then we will go for a quicker expansion in Umrangshu. Otherwise, we may wait for a year or two.
Okay, right. And only then you will concurrently put up the Jorhat grinding. Is this understanding correct?
Yeah, exactly. Because because our whole point of putting up Umrangshu early would mean that the demand in north and northeast and east is good. Right, so we'll also have to put up a grinding unit there. So in 4 years' time, in the northeast, northeast east story, what you said is right, that in 4 years' time we should have the Bihar plant, probably Umrangshu and Jorhat. So we'll be 14 million tons with 9 million tons of clinker capacity, and then whatever we do in Rajasthan is extra.
Understood. Understood. And Rajasthan would also take at least 3 years whenever you start work on that project?
I think once we start work, once we have acquired our basic plant land and all, and we're already on the process, I think it should take 2 years because mainland, I think putting up a plant is relatively lesser construction and all is a bit easier, and there's also less rainfall things. So, those problems aren't there. So, my expectation will be that it would be less than 2 years.
So somewhere in FY 2029 you will have both the Rajasthan as well as the Umrangshu and Jorhat all coinciding in around FY 2029.
Probably one may come before the other, but broadly by 2029. We expect that we should be around that capacity. That's still the plan, of that plan has to be discussed internally, and then only can I make a bold statement about it. So this is what we're thinking,
broadly. So next year your major capex will go only towards the Bihar grinding unit.
Majorly towards Bihar grinding unit. I think some capex will start going in the civil work and groundwork in Rajasthan as well, if we go ahead with the Rajasthan project.
Understood. And this I think that's on the. And what is the status with Dalmia's clinker plant ramping up? What sort of pressure is expected? October, you mentioned, has been quite healthy in terms of demand. So do you look at any pressure on volumes or pricing given the with the Dalmia's major capacity now ramping up?
No, I don't think so. I think, I don't think there is a pressure on pricing or anything like that. I think... because the capacities that we both have set, we have to kind of be cognizant of the fact that, the market is still the size that it was last year broadly, right? So I don't think there is any point in the pressure in pricing, right?
So
I think that is that we'll have to just, I hope that we are all able to understand that and things work out accordingly.
Yeah.
I don't see the pressure right now, but I can't predict the future, really.
No issues. And lastly, on this fuel cost, which you mentioned 1.25, is arguably the lowest in the industry. So how sustainable is this? Because, this is a costing player paying for AFR, and you're on a blended basis operating at that cost. So is that sustainable over next few quarters, or do you see there were some one-offs in terms of high purchases of, local coal, which helped you that? What is the outlook for next 2 quarters on this fuel cost rate?
I think, the book stock that we have right now, because what happened was that there were a lot of rakes of last year of SSA which we did not get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was, it was carrying forward.
Okay.
This year, actually, we got all those old rakes along with the new ones, along with the ones that we were supposed to get this year from SSA.
Mm-hmm.
In quarter two. So our stock and book stock of coal is about 283,000 right now.
Okay.
Right. This is a talk of almost about 5 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. Right. 5 months. Right. So the cost of that talk is, I think, at 1.25 to 1.3 rupees GCV. Right. So that gives clarity that for the next 5 months, you know, I don't think that the cost is going to increase of coal. You know, it may hover between 1.25 to 1.3, between that.
Great. That's good to hear, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, Tusharji. So I have one small question. Given that elections, state elections are scheduled in March next year, is there any possibility of demand being slow in quarter four, or it is business as usual? Thank you. This is my only question.
No, I think the demand right now, like in October, I think we had a very good growth in Northeast itself. Right. Okay. So I don't know. Right now, I don't get a sign, but it may be the case. But I don't have anything to validate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A final reminder to all the participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you. Sir, net 20 million ton capacity by FY30, that a broader target remains intact?
Sorry?
20 million ton capacity that we want to reach by FY30, that remains intact?
So, I think the target that we have by FY29, FY30, given that we go ahead with the plans that we do, is of about 18 to 20 million tons. Like 20 million tons will be a stretch, but 18 million tons, I can see that the plan that we're trying to make may get us there. So at least 18 million tons is what I would say, and then if something else also comes up, then probably 20.
Got it. And sir, just on AAC block, construction chemical, RMC, so all put together in FY26 and 27, how one can look at in terms of revenue?
Yeah, I think overall in next year, complete year, full production, I think we should be targeting about 80-90 crores of revenue from it. You know, the reason why we did it is not a lot relating to the revenue or anything. I think these were just futuristic products that we had to get into as a cement company, right, from a branding perspective, marketing perspective, and also from a distribution perspective, and that's why we got into it. But my expectation would be 80 to 90 crores next year.
Okay. And sir, currently in terms of, let's say, Q2, the profitability in East versus Northeast for us would be how much broader? The East would be a 400-500 odd rupees?
That number, I don't have it by geography right now. But, you know, I can probably, you know, you can reach out to Manoji and, you know, we can try to give you the information. But I don't have it right now, sorry.
No. Why I was trying to ask is because now we are preferring a Bihar. So just trying to understand that structurally going forward, and once the even Rajasthan also comes up, so obviously this will have a much lower profitability versus Northeast. So in that sense, I was trying to understand how we are looking at the profitability and at the same time the volume growth. And even for volume growth, sir, for next year, how one can look at, because now except this 2 million ton, I think everything will be in terms of practically from the volume perspective would be FY29 they will be contributing. So in that sense, wanted to understand how one can look at the volume growth for us for next year also, FY27.
So I think the volume growth that we expect for next year, because we're still ramping we're still ramping the the Siliguri plant. Right, because we do not have clinkers for 2-3 years, so we of course slow down our Siliguri plant. So next year also, I think we expect a 12% growth in volume, right? And as what you said, we're not entering the geography or anything as that, or any other thing. So 12% is also a decent growth. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, Ji.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question comes from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I was just looking at the distance from Lungshong to the Begusarai branding location, or Begusarai basically in Bihar. It's a good over 1,050 kilometers. So just wanted to get a sense that how are you planning to move clinker? Will it be by road or till Siliguri by road and thereafter by rail? Do we have any subsidies for freight in that sense? Or the 300% of the SGST benefit is what we are banking on to be ensuring that this unit dynamics stays IRR is profitable and in the comfortable zone. Some thoughts around how are we planning to move clinker will be very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think we plan to move around the clinker through Silchar. So we'll take the clinker to Silchar, then through Rake we will take it to Begusarai. In Begusarai, we are looking for a location which is close to a railway siding, so that we can have the railway siding come in our plant. So the entire distance, from Lungshong to Silchar is only 70 kilometers, and rest of the entire distance is going to be covered through rail. And the benefit of Bihar state policy, will probably give us 400-500 rupees per ton benefit. In terms of the margin. So I think which we plan to use.
Understood, sir. Very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you, Sagar. Sir, Tusharji, just one question, and Manoj has one question. So you have any one-offs in the Q2 numbers? And if you have
had down expenses, because the down has been taken this quarter, so 13 to 14 crore is there in the PM.
No, was it a one-off or it's a non-recurring maintenance or like it's a...
It's a non-recurring shutdown generally we take in the...
The shutdown is normally annual in nature. So we have taken the shutdown in quarter two this year. And last year also we took in quarter two only. But a big difference between quarter three and quarter two will be that 14 crores, 15 crores of the...
So to that extent, this is not a one-off, right? This is a recurring.
Yeah, this is the annual thing. But it does affect the per ton EBITDA of. So like this quarter's per ton EBITDA is down by 100 rupees because there's a shutdown cost involved in quarter two, which will not be in quarter three. Yeah,
understood. Thank you, Manoji. Thank you, Tushar. Thank you on behalf of Philip Capital. We'd like to thank the management of Starsement for the call and many thanks for joining the call. Thank you very much. Sagar will now conclude the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.